Bob Story, China has warned U.S. against slapping tariffs on Chinese goods, says another round of bilateral talks on trade disputes ends in Beijing. China says that any trade and business deals will be void if the U.S. goes ahead with its threats of sanctions. It says the two sides have made concrete progress on many areas, but the details are left for final approval. The warning came following a meeting between U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He in Beijing. Last month, they held talks in Washington and put out a joint statement, but this time, no joint statement was issued. The U.S. has threatened to implement tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports. Washington wants Beijing to narrow its trade surplus. Press TV's Stephen Rabe joins us now from Beijing with the latest on the last round of negotiations between the U.S. and China. Stephen?
Well, it ended, as you said, with an announcement made in Xinhua, not by the vice premier himself, that if the U.S. went ahead with its threatened tariffs, China would consider all prior agreements on trade void. It's a threat of a trade war, in essence.
And let's talk about where the direction all of this is heading and eventually how this impasse on the trade issue will transpire.
It's not clear if it will actually be overcome, because the Chinese say America is not being honest about its aims. They note that the tariffs that America has announced will cover high-tech products, whereas the low-cost consumer goods that China has traditionally exported in very high volume to the USA will be exempted from any tariffs. Now, the Chinese say that basically the Americans are trying to block their development of high tech. They say America sees China threatening its preeminence in high tech and turning into a competitor of America tomorrow. Now, the Chinese are very mindful that their national power hinges on the development of a high-tech industry. This is not up for negotiation. They've stressed that they're very willing to negotiate on other issues, for example, obligations that American companies setting up businesses in China have a local partner in a joint venture and transfer technology. The Chinese say they're willing to negotiate on this. But they're not willing to negotiate on their development, on their support of their high-tech industries. And that if America goes down that road, then they say that they don't need America. They will go it alone, or they will find other partners. The development of high-tech sector in China is not up for negotiation. It's a national priority. And they suspect that where America is really coming from is it's an undeclared aim to actually block the development of high-tech in China.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Press TV, Stephen Rabe joining us from Beijing.